This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Lute Yama says, Big O, much love, man. Trying to recover from COVID and listening to you really gets my mind off of it. Keep up the great work, man. Thank you, man, and prayers. I hope everything goes well for you and you're able to recover.
May you come out unscathed. No yeah. loss of taste. Like, the ramifications don't leave you when you get over it.
Yeah, no, it's hopefully everything goes well for you and you're able to recover. I was reading, actually, a story, you know, for the gentleman that has COVID there, Lute Yama. I don't know what your real name is, but we'll go with Lute Yama. I was reading a story with Ice-T, and I actually saved it. And it's interesting that you bring it up because he has a father-in-law, Coco's father, the woman that he's married with, Coco, the one that has that ginormous ass. You know that one? I give her credit, bro, because it's a ginormous ass, but it is tight. Like, it is. Like, it's a good-looking giant ass. And it's really hard to have an ass that big and look good. But I got to give Coco credit. That thing's solid.
She's got one of those butts that you could put like a tray on the back and her butt would support it. And she yes. could carry a tray in the front. She'd be an incredible waitress.
Yeah, no. I mean, you could just like leave your beer on her ass while you're hanging out in the party. I mean, that's just it's phenomenal. I'm telling you, she is why they made Ashford and Simpson made that song Solid as a Rock. I think it was for Coco's ass. Anyway, as I digress, Ice-T has a father-in-law who's a no-masker. That's how Ice-T is quoted. Father-in-law on Sunday as a cautionary tale while the coronavirus pandemic surges unchecked into the holiday season. The Law & Order SUV star was tweeted the ordeal of Steve Austin, not the $6 million man. The father of his wife, Coco Austin, who contracted COVID-19, spent 40 days in the ICU and nearly died. In an updated photo he shared of Austin appearing to take oxygen, Ice-T wrote that his father-in-law was a serious no-masker until COVID hit him. Pneumonia in both lungs, 40 days in the ICU, close to death. Now he's on oxygen indefinitely. So, and then the actor tweeted out, oh, he's a believer now. Okay? I mean, that's the tweet. The old man with the thing, and now he has to have oxygen.
He's relying on that bottle.
Because now COVID made so much damage to his lungs that he can't breathe on his own. You know, this is not a joke, man. Because the problem is, since so many survive it and they move on with their lives, it leaves a terrible impression on some people because they take it like it's not serious. And it's extremely serious. None of us want to get this thing if you're smart. You know what I mean? I almost feel like we're all going to eventually get it because there's so many irresponsible people that continue to spread it. But there you go. It says, update, Coco's dad is finally out of the hospital and home after his fight with COVID. He's on oxygen indefinitely because of lung damage, though. Thanks for all the love and good wishes. Pick from when he was healthy on our tour with us. There you go. And so that's where, you know, and Ice-T put out, somebody in my comments said I sounded scared. He said, yes, I'm scared of your contaminated breath. I'll probably rock a mask and keep my distance for the rest of my life. Yeah, you see your father-in-law go through that? That'll scare the crap out of you. So, Lute Yama, my prayers are with you, my brother. I hope you have a full recovery and you have no issues because this thing is, you have no idea what it's going to do to you. It may do nothing to you and it may end up ruining the rest of your life or killing you.
Jason had it. A few weeks ago,
The guy from
right here,
13.
Man.
Oh,
right here, bro.
Oh, I thought we were.
We're not talking about the guy with the hockey mask and a machete.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the hockey mask guy. Okay, this Jason here. Okay, you see?
Quarantine, though. Quarantine, and I'm safe. I got my mask on 24/7.
I know.
Not the dude from Camp Crystal Lake, no.
Yeah, and Jason, and Jason's right, yeah, because I see him all the time. He always has his mask on. It's this thing's a bitch, man. We're going to all end up getting it one way or another, you know?
Jason quarantined in a hotel room to be away from the family for 2 weeks.
All right. It's not bad. Only thing better if you would have quarantined with Coco. You know, that's about the only thing that would have been probably better.